Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Ayin Vav. We are up to Siv Gimel. We are on the third line of page 112. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Im Omer Adam La'avdo Olish Shivchasa. If a person says to his Eved or his Shivcha, Leilech Imo V'hidliku Haner. He tells him to come along with me and light a candle. Afal pi shegam heim tzrichim lo. Even though the goy also needs the candle, ein ze letzarech ha'inu Yehudi. It's not considered that he's lighting the candle for himself, for the goy. Kevan she'ikar ha'alicha b'shvil Yisrael. Since his main walking that he needs the candle for is for the Yisrael, so when he lit that candle, although he's going to benefit also, but l'maisa, he lit the candle for the Yisrael. The Rama says, Umutr lomar le'eno Yehudi leilech imo lito ner dolo kfar. One is allowed to tell a goy to come along with him and to take the candle that is already lit. Ho'el ve'eno ose rak tilto haner ba'alma. Since all that he's doing is carrying a candle, which is just carrying muktzah. So the Mechaber and the Ramah here are saying two totally different things, and we'll discuss each one in great detail in the Mishnah Berura. The Mechaber is discussing where a person says to a goy to come along with him, and the goy lights a candle to go along with the Yisrael. So although the goy is getting benefit from the candle, he really lit it, the ikar, for the halicha that he's doing with the Yisrael, so he really lit it for the Yisrael, and therefore that is going to be a problem. The Ramah we'll come back to in a moment. Let's first see the Mishnah Berura, Siv Katan Chav Zayin. So the Jew told the Eved of the Shivcha, Leilech Imo, Dafka Nokat. It's Dafka that he said, come along with me. Aval im Mishalchem Bishlichuso. But if the Jew just sent the goy on a Shlichus, Shel Yelchu Ba'atzmam, that they should go by themselves. V'idliku es haner lahoyer lahem. You asked the goy to go do you a favor, and the goy, in order to go do the favor, decided to light a candle for himself to go. So that's not going to be a problem. Ein zem mikri letzarko. That's not called for the tzarech of the Yisrael that you lit the candle. Av she'ikar halichasim hu b'shrilo. Even though you're going on a shlichus for the Yisrael asked you to go there. He didn't ask you to light a candle. So you're lighting a candle for your own purposes. That would be okay. Kevan she'ein gufo nene me'aner be'es adlaka. Since the Yisrael is not benefiting with his body from the ner while it is lit. Umutter achar kach li Yisrael lishtamesh etzal haner. And therefore the Jew would be allowed to use this candle later. So if the Jew just sends the goy, go do something for me please, and the goy lights a candle, so that candle is 100% permissible for the Yisrael to use after the goy is done, because the goy lit it for himself. That's not the case of the Mechaber. The case of the Mechaber is, the person told the goy to come along with the Yisrael, and he lit a candle, so then he lit the candle for the Yisrael that they're walking together. Continues the Mishnah Berura, Ukein ze kasav ha-taz b'sof ha-simen v'zeh l'shono. Similar to this, the Taz writes at the end of the simen, and these are his words. Nearly it appears to me, Oso ha-ner shemadlekes ha-shivcha, that candle that the shivcha is lighting, kedei lahadiach kalei achila she'achlu, she's lighting a candle in order to be able to see, to wash the dishes on which they ate, lo mikri litzarech Yisrael, she works for Yisrael, she's lighting a candle to wash the dishes of the Yisrael, the lighting of that candle is not considered that it's lit for the Yisrael, kevon she'ein guf ha-Yisrael nenemimeru, since the guf of the Yisrael, the body of the Jew, is not benefiting from that candle, ele kelim shalom mudachim v'hi chayaves ladicham. The only thing that's benefiting from this candle is his dishes are getting washed, and this lady, the shivcha, she's chayav to wash them. So therefore, litzarka hi madlekes. That's considered that she lit the candle for her own purposes. She's washing your dishes. Yeah, but that's her job, to wash the dishes. She wants to see better. So she's lighting a candle for her own purposes. Umutter achakach Yisrael lishtamish lener ze af. And after she's done, Yisrael is allowed to use this candle 100%, even for tzrochim of his guf. Since from the very beginning when she lit this candle, she lit this candle for her own purposes. So here the Taz says the same thing the Mishnah Berura explained in the beginning. The Mechaber's case over here is a problem because Yisrael told the goy to come along with him and the goy lights the candle. He's lighting the candle for the Yisrael. But if the Jew sends the goy in a shlichus, the Jew asks the shivcha to do the dishes for him. So although the goy is working for the Jew, but the goy decided to light a candle just to benefit himself, that candle is mutter, so after the guy is done, the Jew wants to take the candle and use it, that would be 100% mutter. It would also be mutter for the Jew to help out the shivcha to wash the dishes by this candlelight. Even though the Prim Negodim has a tzad to say that you should be machmir in that case, his tzad to be machmir is only if the Yisrael is going to wash the dishes alone by the candle that the shivcha lit. That's where it's tzad to be machmir. Because then it looks like she lit the candle for the purposes of the Yisrael. Which is not the case over here, where she lit the candle for himself and you're going to be helping her out washing the dishes. There we'll say she lit the candle for her own purposes, the kanal b'sibbez. Now one very important note over here, note 45, the last note on the page, a very important note, halacha l'maaseh, v'shivcha shemechamemes mayim, a cleaning lady who is warming up water, she's turning on the hot water on Shabbos, kedei lahorid es hashuman shal hakelim. She's doing the dishes in a Jew's house, she's turning on the hot water to make the dishes more clean, to get away the fat. That's considered that she's turning on the hot water, she's boiling the hot water for the purposes of the Yisrael. And you have to protest against that she shouldn't put on the hot water. But if she's turning on the hot water in order that her hands shouldn't be too cold while she's washing the dishes, that's considered that she turned on the hot water for her own purposes, and then that would be permissible. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chav Ches. One more Mishnah Berurah on the Mechaber. So again, the Mechaber said if a Jew tells a guy to come with him and the guy lights the candle, even though the guy also needs the candle, it's not considered L'tzarech the guy, since the Ikar Alicha was Bishvil Yisrael. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Chav Ches, even though they also need the candle, Rotzalomar means to say v'im kein hu ochacha shelitzarko hidlik, and therefore that's a proof that the guy lit for his own purposes, which we normally say is mutter. But in this case, we say no. The ikar alichas b'shvili Yisrael, and therefore the Yisrael can't benefit from it. It's considered the guy lighting a candle for Yisrael. Kidlael b'sebeis. Now we move on to the Ramah. The Ramah said a totally different case. The Mechaber said a Jew can't tell a guy to come along and the guy is going to light a candle and now the Jew is going to benefit from that candle. The guy lit for the Jew. The Ramah's case, there's a candle that's lit already and the Jew asked the guy to come with him and bring along the candle so he could see. So the Jew is asking the guy to carry a candle that is already lit. So says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chav Ches, it's mutter lomer le'enu Yehudi, ve'en lahatir elo levnei Torah. This Ramah, we'll see all the details in a moment in the Mishnah Berurah, but that's only mutter to tell a ben Torah to do this. Dilma asri lemisrach ulahakel yoser. Someone who's not a ben Torah, there's a concern that he might make a mistake and he might come to be more lenient, because it's a very specific case, as we'll see. So this heter is only going to be for bnei Torah. Sifkat and lamed. Again, the case is you're allowed to tell the guy to come with you and to bring along a lit candle. Says the Mishnah Berurah, kigon sherotza sheyelech imo limshoch yayim min amartev. For example, the Jew is asking the guy to come along so he can get wine out of the wine cellar. O lahavi lechem, or to bring bread, v'chi agavna, or anything else that you need the guy to help you with. Ve'ein chiluk be'ner shel shava v'chelev o shel shum shemen. There's no difference if the ner that's lit that the guy is going to bring along is a wax candle or it's an oil candle. There is no chiluk. Now, if you pause there and look in the Shaar Tzion and Oslam et Hey, we're saying there's no chiluk because they're really just mukta. They're really just moving a candle that's lit that's mukta. But the Shaar Tzion right away says, Af shagon rebeki ve'eger, note, Sifkatan lamed hay in the Shaar Tzion. Af shagon rebeki ve'eger b'chidusha mefakfek ma'od b'shal shemen. Rebeki ve'eger takes major issue over here. How can you tell the guy to bring along a candle that's an oil candle? Mikom mokom sasanti lahakel. Says the Chavetz Chaim, I still wrote stam that they're lenient in both cases. Why? Ki el yirabu prim begodim v'od achronim hiskimu la Magen Avram, because all the achronim seem to agree with the Magen Avram, to lo have a psikrei shegam b'shel shemen. that it's not going to be a psik reisha even of oil, ki yochol leilech benachas. Because a person can carry an oil candle and walk slowly. So I'm going to explain what this is saying, and it continues with the Mishnah Berurah as well. There's two issues going on over here. Number one is an issue of muktzah. In terms of muktzah, there's no chiluk whether you're carrying a lit candle that's a wax candle or an oil candle. But there's another possible concern here that Rabbi Kivager is very worried about. Forget muktzah. When you're walking with a oil candle, so as you walk, or if you go fast, then the oil is going closer to the wick or away from the wick, that's igniting or extinguishing. A wax candle, according to most, does not have that problem. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah first says, there's no chiluk between a wax candle and an oil candle. But wait a minute, Rabbi Kivager says, how could you allow the guy to carry the oil candle? That's not something that you could do yourself, because that would be a problem. So the Chavos Chaim is writing in the Shaar Tzion that he wrote that it's mutter, because most achronim say it's okay. Even though if you go fast with the oil candle, the oil is going towards the wick or away from the wick, but the Jew could just do it walking slowly and avoid that problem. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah writes afterwards, after he says, in Sifkatan Lamed, there's no chiluk between a ner shel shava v'chelev, o shel shemen, ach b'ner shel shemen nochon lahachmir. However, if the candle that the goy is carrying is a candle of oil, it's proper to be strict, shalolomar le'eno yehudu shalelech imo b'mrutza, that you shouldn't tell the guy to go quickly with it. Ki i'efshar shalo yiskarev ayideza ha'shemen la'psilo yisrachik. If the guy is going to be running with the oil candle, it's impossible that the oil is not going to go closer or further from the wick. V'yesh b'zeh mishum mechabe u'mavir. And that would be extinguishing or igniting im hoya ha'yisrael ba'atzma osezeh, if the Yisrael was doing this. Al kein ein lo marzel ein o Yehudi, therefore you shouldn't tell this to the goy. So as we're going to see, you're only allowed to tell the goy to carry the candle, because all they're doing is carrying muktzah. And as we'll see in a moment, there's a way for the Jew to do it himself. Since I can carry this in a special way that we'll see that you're allowed to carry muktzah, so I can ask the goy to do it, even the goy is going to do it in an usher way, he's going to carry it regular. That's all lagabe muktzah. But lagabe, the fact that it's going to be igniting or extinguishing, so that I can't do on my own, that would be usher, that would be a psik reisha of igniting or extinguishing, that would be a problem. So the Mishnah Berurah is going with the shitas that say it's not really a psik reisha because I can walk slowly. So it wouldn't be a psik reisha if I did it. Therefore, I can allow the goy to do it. But there are, Rabbi Kivager is machmir and says no, so therefore the way the Mishnah Berurah sets it up is, first he says there's no chiluk between the wax candle and the oil candle. They're both mutter, they're both just muktzah, and by both you could avoid the havara and the kibui by walking slowly. So therefore they're both mutter. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, but an oil candle, it's better to be machmir for those other shitas, and don't tell the guy to go fast. Because if the guy's going to go fast, you're causing the guy to right away have a psik reisha that it's going to ignite or going to extinguish. Which takes us to a very important note. Is it a problem telling a guy to do something that's going to be a psik reisha? We seem to be saying over here that there's a problem telling the guy to go too fast, because it might be a psik reisha that the oil's going to get closer or further. So if you look in the back of the sefer, note 15, on page 15, note 46 in the middle of the page, he says, "Umashma sha'aser lomer l'nochri lasos psik reisha b'shabbos." It's mashia from this Mishnah Berurah that you can't tell a guy to do a psik reisha on Shabbos, because you can't let him run with the candle because it's a psik reisha. He brings other cases where the Mishnah Berurah seems to say it is okay for a guy to do a psik reisha for you. So here the Mishnah Berurah seems to say different things in different places. So we're going to read the second paragraph in note 46, halach lemaisa. Le'inyan misha shachach lechabos es hanor b'mekarer. A person forgot to turn the light off in his fridge. Can he ask a guy to take something out of his fridge? It's a psik reisha when the guy opens the fridge, the light is going to go on. And we have different opinions in the Mishnah Berurah, different places. It seems to say whether you can let a guy do a psik reisha, or you can't let a guy do a psik reisha. So halach lemaisa, what do? The light's on in the fridge. Can I ask the guy to take out my food from the fridge knowing the light's going to go on? That's a psik reisha. Can I ask the guy to do a psik reisha? So Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe, Shemutter lomar lenochri liftoch as a makarer. You are allowed to ask the guy to open the fridge. Afal pishu psik reisha shetid lakanora. Even though it's pashut, it's for sure going to happen. The light's going to go on. Kaven she'ein anochri miskaven lakav. That's not the nochri's kavana. V'chein das agon uchan kinyeski. So Rav Moshe and uchan kinyeski said you can ask a guy to open your fridge knowing the light's going to go on. Meidach on the other hand, das agon uchan zaman erbach. Since it's like automatic, that's the way you open the light in the fridge by opening the door, it's like turning the light on. It's even more than a psik resha. By asking the guy to open the fridge, knowing the light's going to go on, it's like asking the guy to turn the light on, which is not allowed. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman says you cannot ask the guy to turn it on. Even if you want to say that a psik resha is mutter, this is like more than a psik resha. This is actually asking him to do the malacha straight away. The way you turn the light on in the fridge is by opening the door. So you basically ask him to turn on the switch. Unless the guy doesn't know that there's a light that's going to go on. So Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv are machmir in this case. Rav Moshe and Rav Chaim Kanievsky are lenient. But this all comes out of the Mishnah Berurah over here, which is mashma that you have to stop the guy from doing a psik resha. And the Mishnah Berurah in other places says it's okay for the guy to do a psik resha. So that is a major machlokes aposkim. Let's finish up the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Aleph. We said the reason why you're allowed to tell the guy to walk with you to carry the little candle is hol ve'eino osa rak tilta. All he's doing is carrying muksa. That's it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Rotzeh Lomar. Hol dehu rak isra muksa, since this is only an isra muksa. Umuksa shari ayadei tilta menatzad. We'll get to the details of the halachas of muksa shortly. But you are allowed to carry muksa in the form of tiltum min atzad, like we'll see later on in Simin Shin Yud Aleph. V'kevan d'yibay Yisrael shakil le ba'atzmo al yidei tiltum min atzad, since the Jew can carry the candle himself through the form of tiltum min atzad, kigon, for example, ba'achore yada, with the back of his hand, o ben atzila yada, or in his elbow, v'kayotze bazeh, there are ways that the Jew can carry the candle by himself, therefore he's allowed to ask the guy to carry it in the regular way. Kishemevi ha'enu yehudi b'yisur le'islamba, since I could do it in a way that's permissible, even if the guy does it in a way that is usur, it's not a problem. V'ayin l'kaman simen reish ayin tes magin avram sikot and tes. Til l'taltel as apsil ayidei ha'eno yehudi. Till now we're talking about carrying a candle. There's a way that I can carry it, so I can ask the guy to carry it. However he carries it is fine. But if you want to just carry the wick, after it was used, the candle burned out, all you have is the wick. You have no purpose for the wick now. You're not using the wick. Til l'taltel as apsil ayidei ha'eno yehudi. But to ask a guy to carry a wick just so it shouldn't get stolen from where it is or it shouldn't get ruined, that's forbidden. Davka, asking a guy to carry something that you needed itself, you either need to use the candle or the place where the mukta is, that is mutter. So tiltum and atzad, which we'll get into more details, here he's combining really tiltum and atzad, which is usually through something else, and tiltul begufo, which is using your body. Here the Mishnah Berurah is really bring down the same, but that's only mutter when it is for a purpose of a davar heter. It's not for the mukta item. So I want to see somewhere, I want to move the candle, so then, since I'm allowed to carry it through tiltul menatzad, I can ask the guy to carry it the regular way. But if it's a psila that I'm just trying to prevent loss, that's a tzarech davar ha'asr, I'm not allowed to carry that through the mahaloch of tiltul min atzad, and therefore that I would not be allowed to ask the guy to carry in the regular way. We will stop here and continue with Shem B'Sivdala tomorrow, and we'll finish the siman.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.